This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Give BT and Sal a call to talk New York sports at 888-808-1019. We are the home of New York sports talk. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's call of the day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. John in Valley Stream has some thoughts about Harold Reynolds. John?
Well, listen, I love Harold Reynolds. I usually look forward to, you know, his interviews and stuff, and I thought he was going to get some good insight. And he basically laid a Cleveland steamer right on King and Queen Cone's doorstep. What the heck was that?
Well, I mean, I tried to tell him, but...
Well, John, hold on before we let you finish here. You know, you said you usually get good insight from Harold. I mean, that's his insight, because it might not match what you perceive to be, you know, the Mets. Like, yeah, it doesn't mean that he didn't get insight.
Nah, BT. That was like, tell me you don't know the Mets lineup without telling me you don't know the Mets lineup.
Huh.
I mean, you asked him who's going to take down the Dodgers, and he said the Phillies? What are we talking about here?
Phillies are good, John.
We exposed them as frauds last year. They are frauds.
Right.
At least say the Braves. That I can respect.
Yeah, BT and Sal on the Fan. In case you missed it, check it out on the free Odyssey app, the Harold Reynolds interview. I don't have a problem with him saying if he thinks that the Phillies are going to be the team to take down the Dodgers. Sure, just because the Mets beat the Phillies last year doesn't mean anything come this year. But Harold was pretty critical and doubting the Mets. Put it this way, it caught my attention what he's saying. I'm thinking, wow, how are you way off on this? Like, how it pans out, fine, but to say the Mets need a lot more going in, I thought Harold was all off on that, but we'll find out.
I don't think he was down on the Mets as much as he didn't meet the enthusiasm that a lot of people have so far. And those are two different things.
Fair enough. I don't know how much better of an offseason they could have had. After a year where they get to the NLCS out of nowhere, they go sign Soto, they bring back all the key guys who they were supposed to bring back, Manaea, and I don't even want Alonso back. I want a Willy Adamas, but like...
How about Walker Buehler?
Yeah,
More arm.
I wanted Walker Buehler, but he would have been instead of one of the others. So they felt clearly the better value was at Montas or Clay Holmes than they do Walker Buehler. And now remember, Walker Buehler, there's a lot of question marks with him too. Just because I like him or you might
like him
better.
Yep.
You know why we like him? Because he's got the potential to be a dominant force.
And you're getting him on the cheap?
Yeah, you're getting him on the cheap and he's an ace. Whereas the other guy, like Montas has the potential to be serviceable. Clay Holmes has the potential to be like serviceable or good. They don't have the upside that Walker Buehler has, but Walker Buehler always hurts.
Dude, so, I mean, our futures this year, I can't wait to do this.
You and me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to pay off the other one.
I know. Opening day.
You're making me sweat this out.
Opening day. That's what I've told you for
so
a while.
We're going to do our baseball over-unders before I even pay off the one from last year. Or in case you're
true.
Getting in touch with this, I lost the season over-unders last year, so I have to dress up as the player that BT chooses. It could be anybody in the sport, in baseball history, like Wade Boggs, for example, whatever.
Or maybe perhaps a Darryl Strawberry as a Yankee. You know, there's a lot of ways I can go. Or maybe Dwight Gooden as a Yankee.
Yeah, I don't think you'd do that.
There's a lot of ways to go.
I don't think you'd do that to your buddy.
Well, you know. I was just dressed up as Brother Love.
I took it easy on you, Brother Love.
By the way, I messed that up. I didn't even say this because I had so much stress that day. I lean into it. It's fun.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, Hoff, man, Hoff destroyed me. Like Hoff,
he had a great
I look back at me as brother. Number one, I'm too skinny for Brother Love.
Yeah, I don't think that was the issue. Nah, I'll tell you, my face
was too red. I'm bald. Like I just had. It was tougher for me to pull off Brother Love than it was for him to pull off Papa Shango. However, like I'm not trying to understate how he pulled it off.
He looked great.
It was easier for him, but he crushed it.
I don't know if I'd say it's easier.
No, it is because it's easier to shave hair than gain hair.
Yeah, but all you do is get a wig. I don't think that was even the problem. The wig, I know, was tough for you to find the right color.
No,
my bigger issue, looking back at the picture,
yeah.
You didn't do the
wig
on the ears and the neck.
I know I didn't.
And that made, I think, like, I don't even think the red color.
It was too red, though, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
fine.
I looked like a tomato, man, strawberry.
Maybe, but I think that because you didn't do the ears and the neck, it made the red pop even
more.
You
think that's it?
I do. Because if you had it all unison red into the white. Why don't we try it again? You want to try it again?
Yeah, okay. Part two. I was just disappointed in myself because I saw the pit. Like, I almost say I was excited ordering this stuff on Amazon, but I'm like, all right, I got the white communion suit. I got the white pants. I got the red shirt like Beningo. I've got the white tie.
What'd Jen say? Usually she's the good judge and jury with this.
She said that I should be, when I wasn't sure who I was going to take.
Yeah, she said Brother Love.
She said Brother Love. Right, but I was kind of leaning Shango at first. And she's like, no, you got to go with Brother Love.
Did she say anything about the...
She's like, Hoff looked better. Okay. She was right. No, I know Hoff looked better.
Okay.
I tried.
Did you say what
I bought 10 freaking rings. I brought glasses. I brought a wig. I mean, I ordered red. I'm sorry if I don't know the various shades of red makeup. I just got red makeup.
I mean, I'm just saying.
But I was disappointed in how it came out. Like me as Goldust compared to me as Brother Love.
A little disappointed.
I didn't deliver. Yeah. I tried, though. It wasn't a lack of effort.
I know. I think
I tried.
I really do think it was the ears and neck. Other people have their... They thought it was too red or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, a little too skinny. A couple things.
Let's finish up.
Plus, he looked great next to me.
Hoff did.
That was the thing. He looked amazing.
Not only did you look maybe
average,
a little off, he absolutely nailed it as Papa Shango.